not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
Hey everyone, welcome to our episode 4, titled Highland Games versus Lukeness Monster.
The Lukeness Monster. Guess yep. Where we're going?
Scotland!
I did not know that was where the Lukeness, the Loch Ness Monster was from. But now I know. Learn something every day.
So she did 2 one-on-ones today and a large group date.
Right. And it's Tuesday, so we have...
I know. Hope y'all had a good Monday.
Yes. It was thank you NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
We had to postpone our Monday bachelorette for Tuesday. So that's where we are today.
So we're kind of all whacked out now.
Yes. Where do we leave off last week?
So the battle of the Lukes continue.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Started right where it ended.
We started with the rose ceremony today.
That's right.
And
we sent home. She sent home.
So you guys, I finally found out who Mateo was. Just kidding. I still didn't know who he was, and I had to look him up because I was like, "Who is that guy?" And he was one of the ones that went home.
Ah, Mateo.
Literally the only way that I remembered him.
Okay, so I need to get the board over here and scratch these guys off. So
she sent home
We started off with a ceremony?
We started off with a ceremony. Well, okay, so it continued with the Battle of the Lukes, so right. They were arguing.
Right.
And then she gets up and leaves, walks out. Chris comes in and tells them that's the end of the night, that we're going straight into the ceremony.
So everybody was like upset.
So they didn't get enough time with them. Everybody was super upset that all it was about was both of them.
The Battle of the Lukes last week. And it continued on to this week.
So I would be really upset too if all of my time was taken away.
But I think she knew what she wanted to do, except for the fact that Luke S. ended up taking himself out.
Yep. He right before she started handing out roses.
Mm-hmm. He said, "Can I talk to you?" Went off and talked. I thought he was going to explain himself a little bit. Like, try one more time to explain himself.
Me too.
But that's not what happened.
No, he just told her, "I hope you pay attention, stay alert, find what you're looking for, and I'm out."
And he left and he walked out and he came back.
On his own terms.
So she came back and she told the guys, "Well, Luke took himself out. Luke S. took himself out."
And
then,
so Chris came in and he took a rose away.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I thought, or I read that as he was going to get a rose.
And so they were taking that rose away because that was going to be his rose and it's not going to be there.
Right. But then you said,
I thought that they just had to keep the numbers the way that it was going to be. So once one person went home, then they had to take another rose away and to keep it even somehow.
Right.
Somehow. So that's what I thought.
Yeah. I don't know. I was hoping she would say,
like, 3 people had to go
something
home,
I was just hoping she would say something along the lines as if that was his or not. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we're ever going to find out.
So I think 3 people were going to go home no matter what. But since Luke S. sent himself home, they took that rose away.
Yeah.
And then left
just for the numbers.
The other two to not give or whatever. And the two that didn't get it were, did we say that? JPJ?
Yep. John Paul Jones gone. John Paul Jones. Bye, bye, bye.
And Mateo.
Mateo who?
Mateo.
Who's that guy?
Poor guy. We didn't.
You guys, I only know Devin now because he was talking up.
They finally
in the group chats.
They finally let him talk on camera.
I was like, "Whoa, wait, who's that guy?" Oh yeah, that's Devin.
Who's that guy? Yes.
Who's that guy? Oh, he's going home. It's Mateo.
Poor Mateo.
Sad. Mm-hmm. All the way up until the end, I had no idea who he was.
Right. So at the beginning of the show, we went from 15 to 12.
Yeah.
So we're at 12 guys.
12 guys now.
All right. Let's see.
Yeah. So then after that, Scotland is where she lets them know that they go to Scotland.
They were going to go to Scotland. So they left
Scotland,
left the country and went to Scotland.
Is that where the Vikings are at? I don't know. Scratch that out.
It's another one of Hannah's geographic fun facts. So we don't know.
Just make up stuff. I don't know. Because I feel like How to Train and Drag... I know this is really bad for geographical knowledge, but my knowledge stems from How to Train and Dragon, and they talk like that, and they sound Scottish. So...
That's where the dragons are from.
So, and the Vikings.
And the Loch Ness Monster's from there.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't...
So maybe the Loch Ness Monster is a dragon. It fell into the water.
And then just stayed there?
Yes.
And lived?
Yes.
It's like, nah, I'm fine.
Liked it better.
Like when Dad woke us up with water in the morning? No. I'm good. All right.
So in Scotland, then they first date was going to be a one-on-one, and it ended up being with
Mike.
Our guy
Mike.
Our guy Mike.
He was like super happy.
Smiles for days.
And when they got in though, they were all in like a bar, I guess, and they didn't know she was going to show up.
Yeah.
So that was a thing.
Well, did you catch anybody saying anything wrong or odd, anything?
I did not. I think maybe the guys were just saying people's demeanors changed.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I didn't see anything or hear anything or mm-mm. Nothing, but.
Mm-mm. Nope. And so when Mike went on his, because it was immediately. She came into the bar. And said, we're going to start right now. And Mike,
yeah, will you starts go with right me? Now. Mike wouldn't go on a
so
date.
So she took Mike with her and left all the rest of the guys there to talk to them, to each other.
Yeah, pretty much.
To Luke. They all kind of talked to Luke. Mm.
So they basically just went around Scotland, checking out the scenery.
Yep.
I thought
it was very pretty.
Yeah. Yes.
Really pretty.
I mean, for sure, I knew it was going to be.
Yep. Really pretty. Picturesque.
So
they had bridges and castles and like green and mountains.
Stone bridges.
Really pretty. Really pretty. so they were walking around just town, right?
Yeah.
Just walking around town.
Made it into a bookstore. Well, I don't know. Do you know where they stopped first? I don't remember.
It was a bookstore.
It was a bookstore?
Yeah,
okay.
It was a bookstore where she picked up a book and smelled it.
She said, I love the smell of fresh new books or something like
they
that.
They were all old.
And then what she picked up and sniffed was like an antique book.
Because there was books.
I was like, that's definitely not new.
Yeah, so there was books all over.
And then she listened to a goose egg.
Yeah, she picked up a goose egg and put it on her ear and she goes, I don't know why. And she kind of shook it. I don't know why I just did that. Put it to my ear to listen to it. I said, trying to listen to see if the goose is in there.
Yeah, I guess. She thought it was a toy.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So after they hung out there at the bookstore, he got a book. He got one book.
Cool. Yeah. What did it say?
It was about the Loch Ness Monster. Yeah. But it was called something monster.
Something. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And I was like, really, dude? You're sitting there reading that book? Yeah.
Well.
It was like a secondhand book.
That's what they're known for. Yes. And after they left there, then they went to a candy store, a sweet shop.
Yes.
It looked like a nice candy shop. And speaking of candy, today we served ourselves.
This is our favorite combo now, you guys.
Cotton candy.
And wine.
What? Yes.
Sweet and sweet with a hint of alcohol.
Yes, exactly what it was.
On that note, we tried today was the tropical mango Moscato. Mm-hmm. Not Moscato. Well, it was a Moscato because it was white. But it was from Stella Rosa, obviously, of course.
Right.
What did you think about it?
I liked it. But then I like all of them, right?
Yeah, I know,
but
same.
I liked the mango.
It was extremely fruity to me, but I didn't feel like it tasted like mango. I felt like it tasted like peach, though.
Hmm. Really?
Just a little bit harder than the peach one.
Yeah, but you were doing cotton candy wine. Cotton candy wine. So
for sure.
Maybe if we did just the wine, you would get a taste of the mango.
Well, I did drink the wine for a little while, and I was like, you know what would be good with this? Cotton candy.
Of course.
We happen to have a bag in the cabinet.
Yes, let's exactly. Get it out. How about that?
Yeah, favorite
combo.
Favorite combo right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I like to get, I just found it. It's called Lolly and Pops.
Mm-hmm. Lollipops.
But it's Lolly and Pops.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. fancy.
They sell fancy cotton candy. Mm-hmm. Last time we got lemon and orange or something like that, and then also a watermelon one. That one was awesome.
And something else, dragon.
No, well, that was the lemon and was that was
it?
Yeah,
it was pretty.
It was called dragon, I mean, but
the container was pretty.
Well, the container was clear.
No, it had a dragon on it.
Oh yeah. Well, I was like, it was the cotton candy that was.
Should have saved that one for this show.
No, we got to go back.
Okay.
Just go back and buy some more.
Okay.
So yeah, try it out. Cotton candy and wine.
Yep.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Just pick the pink or blue one. Tastes good. Either
or,
way.
Or both.
Sugar. It's all just sugar, guys.
Or both.
Yeah. ¿Por qué no los dos?
So they didn't even try cotton candy at the shop.
No, they tried what is called Black Death. I don't know why. I mean,
there were just bunch of balls. Like
they were black balls.
I thought they were like, thought they were like gumballs or something.
Yeah,
I don't
know, but they
because it was just
super sour balls.
Like we have a bunch of candies that are jelly beans. Well, these were like huge quarter size balls. I don't know, all different.
I don't
flavors.
Know. Yeah, I don't know if it was sour or just a gum or just a sour.
But they're
lump.
They said it was supposed to be real sour, right?
Their faces were hilarious. Hilarious.
Mike and Hannah's face, yep.
I was like, when they went to the dinner, I was like, why are you making fun of Hannah's face? Dude, your face was just as bad.
We could only see.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Yeah.
And the guy at the counter said that you're not allowed to eat more than two of those.
A day.
I don't know. I just said more than two because they're so sour. But man, their faces were pretty hilarious. I was like, dang, I want to try one.
But that's all they tried. Just that. It was like, ooh.
Yeah. Because yeah,
I would have kept going.
He just gave it. Yeah, really. Or at least take a bag for home, you know?
Right? For real. Man, that was such a cute shop.
After that, they went whiskey tasting.
Yep. And they had lots of whiskey.
What did she say? Southern girls are whiskey in a teacup?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember why. Because there's something on the inside and something on the outside. Sorry, you guys. I didn't write that down. But whiskey tasted. Got a little tipsy from that.
She said, as they were walking out, I got a little swank in my step now.
Got a little more swaggy.
A little swaggy in my step.
Got a little more swaggy in my step now.
And Mike was over there. I'm loving life right now.
Kenton's still smiling. Yeah,
we're like, she drunk? He drunk? Are they drunk?
Well, there was a time in the restaurant, not at their dinner, but at the restaurant where I guess they just stopped off. Or maybe it was dinner. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Lunch?
Yeah.
Because they did go to a dinner where they had like a more serious conversation.
Right.
But so like when they stopped off for lunch or a snack or whatever, and she was talking to him, and when she blinked, she like looked drunk. Like her blink was so slow. I was like, girl.
She was feeling good.
She had a good date.
They needed to have, yeah. Then they needed to take a nap. And then
yeah, I know. That's what I was wondering. Because when they went back for dinner, yeah. I was like, did y'all take a nap in between? Because y'all seem pretty refreshed now.
Right, exactly, right? Time. Yes, they had to have time to refresh. Nap, shower.
Yeah, really.
New get makeup, dressed. Get dressed.
Yeah. So they stopped at lunch or I don't know what you want to call it. Do you remember what that dish was called that the guy made of kids?
No, I don't remember the name of it, but he said that it was
like sheep intestine.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I'm thinking it's just kind of like tripas.
I don't like tripas.
I don't like them either, but
that's people eat them.
People eat them. They like them.
But the guy was like, oh, I don't eat them. I don't like them at all. I'm English.
I'm English. I don't eat
I'm
that
English,
stuff.
Man.
That's a Scottish dish, and I don't eat that.
Yeah, even so though like, he recommended it, and they had to get it.
They wanted some traditional Scottish dishes.
That was one thing I was like pretty adamant on, because me and my husband went to Iceland for our honeymoon like a year later. But I was like, first of all, their dishes are centered around fish.
Okay.
So if a country is centered around fish, it's like real.
Yeah.
And
right.
I don't do seafood.
Yeah.
I mean, I do sushi and I do like fried fish fillets or whatever, but I don't do seafood, especially not real, like into it.
So what did you do?
So I was just like, and apparently they eat like super weird stuff too, but we didn't even get there. But I was like, all right, I'll try one place. And we did like where they had like a mini buffet and it had like different fish things that you would try. Mm-hmm. And I liked everything.
Okay.
My thing is though, like you can't tell me what it is or I won't try it.
Right. So yeah. When they didn't know what they were eating until afterwards. Right. Said, what is this?
and then I saw the napkin on the plate and they were like, I'm done. And it was like only that one bite that they had taken. But they both were like, it's pretty good. I think I kind of think that Hannah was being polite though, because her face was just like, I don't think I like this.
And then she didn't want to offend the man that was, he goes, I don't eat that.
Right. He's like,
she's like, you don't eat this? Okay.
Hey, it was really bad.
Forget it. Yes. But that's what I thought when they said, I said, it's like tripas, I guess. You either, it's a delicatessen, you like it or you don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't like it.
I don't like tripas either. I probably wouldn't like that thing. Well, I don't know.
Well, and you still need to try lobster, remember?
I do. Where's my gift card? What I got? Oh, Father's Day's coming up. Give Josh
a gift card. Okay, there you go. Sharon. Hear that, Josh? You're getting a lobster.
Red Lobster gift card.
For Father's Day.
Do they have steak and lobster there? Probably, right? Yeah.
Good.
So then after that, they had their dinner.
Well, they had their dinner. Mm-hmm. And they had a good conversation. Mike said that he was happy that he felt like their bond was unique and genuine.
Yeah. And they seemed really to get along and really well together.
Yeah. It was a battle of the smiles at that point.
I know. Especially when they're drunk.
Because they're both very smiley.
He would not stop smiling.
Nope, he was so happy. And then she actually opened up a little bit. Do you remember what she talked about? She talked about the fact that all the guys that she dated before, she felt like she conformed herself to the guys instead of her being herself.
Right.
She would just kind of be what they wanted her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said conform herself to the men that she was dating, and she kind of lost herself in that process. So I guess that's what this whole deal is about. She doesn't want to do that. She doesn't want to lose herself. She wants to be herself, which is what we all want, right? To be ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, so after their talk, I found out I really liked her as a bachelorette.
Why?
I don't know. Just she seems real chill and cool and down to earth, and she's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And goofy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. She surprised me.
Kind of all around.
Yeah. Kind of real. She's nothing like she was in Colton's this season.
Yeah, that's right.
She's changed.
She's matured.
But, you know, I don't really know much more about her.
Right.
Because nobody really asks her about her.
Mm-hmm.
She just always tries to get to know them.
Right.
So I think they just like her as a person, but they don't really know anything about her.
Yeah, I know, right? How can you do that?
The first time, today was the first time that I saw them. I saw Luke P was the one. He asked her a question. He was like, how did you do this on the other side? And like all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that's the first time I've ever heard anybody saying,
ask her a question too. Yeah.
Hmm.
I know, but we haven't, right? We just kind of, we're learning her personality, but we don't really know much about her.
Right.
Yeah. She's fun, and she's a fun person.
So after that, after their dinner, he got the rose, right? So that was pretty much the end of their date.
Yeah. Mike got the rose.
So we know he's also today, no rose ceremony at the end again, mm-hmm. which I asked my mom if that means that we're in a vicious cycle now.
No, not necessarily. It's just the way that it's happening right now.
Yeah.
So we had the rose ceremony at the beginning of this show, and they might have two next week.
At some point, they're going to have two in the same episode in order to correct the cycle.
I think so.
Or just have an extra long episode. I don't know.
We will see.
Yeah. Find out.
Become an expert, Mia.
You're supposed to be the expert.
I didn't write stuff down, though. I just was a part of it.
I was just a watcher today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so after their date.
Their one-on-one. Then they had the group date.
Before they had the group date, though. Or was it after?
What are you thinking?
When did Luke know that he was going on the one-on-one?
When they
said the group date name and he was the only one left out.
Right.
So he was like, I'm really excited to see her. I really want to see how I feel after this, if I'm really going to stay here still, and
mm-hmm.
all of that. So that kind of simmers
the guys
for a while.
I wonder, I don't know why he says that in front of them.
He's really starting to get on my nerves.
Okay, but is he playing a game, like to see if the guys will go back and tell her stuff? And then he's like, no, I'm really here because I want to be here.
But why? It's not like a competition game.
It is kind of a competition game. I mean, it's not supposed to be, but it is kind of like,
in a sense, yes, but it's not like if you sabotage the other people, you're going to win. It's like if the person likes you, you're going to quote unquote win.
Right. Correct.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what's the point of trying to sabotage other people?
Yeah, there's no point to it. But guys will be guys.
I don't know. The girls' episodes are pretty bad.
I know.
Seasons.
Nice. Yes. So Luke found out through process of elimination, that he was going to be the one-on-one, and all the rest of the guys went on the group date.
So on their group date, they did a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
They were axe throwing, milk running, and wrestling.
What's milk running? Explain that.
So they have like this bar on their back, and at the ends of the bar is
two buckets of milk.
What was it called?
Two pails.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, yeah, like wooden pails though, of milk. So I think the object of the game was you were supposed to run from one end to the other without dropping the milk and being the quickest. Mm-hmm. These guys didn't get that. They dropped all the milk. One of the guys, I don't remember who it was, broke the bucket.
Yes.
But he won because he was the fastest. I was like, that's not how that worked. And then Jed poured the milk on himself. Yeah. I was like, I hope he was the last race because...
That was it. Yeah. He poured a pail of milk on himself. Yes.
I was like, ooh.
She thought it was hot.
That's not cute.
It's because you have a baby and you see milk all over.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. My baby gets milk underneath her chin, and then it just stays there sometimes. Yeah. And then I can smell it, and I wipe it, and
he was having a milk bath.
Yeah,
I think it's supposed to soften your hair and stuff.
I'm pretty sure it's probably goat milk though.
Yeah.
Do you milk sheep?
Did you see all those?
They were sheep.
Sheep.
So that's what I'm saying. Do you milk sheep?
No. Do you?
I have no idea.
Milk goats?
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
What?
What? It's a movie quote.
Oh.
Anyways.
What's
uncultured.
Who says that?
Meet the Fockers. I don't know if it was that one. Or
we'll fact check with Josh.
Babe, what movie was it on? What movie? I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me? Meet the Parents or Meet the Fockers? Oh.
Meet the Parents.
Okay.
Fact check Josh. Thanks.
Fact checker. Okay. So, yeah. They were milk racing? Milk
did
running? Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
It was a game.
Yeah. They all sucked at axe throwing.
Except for Hannah. She was the only one.
So, okay, we have the axe throwing locations and games in... the closest one to us is in Austin.
Okay.
They
called it the Highland Games.
Yeah, Bachelorette Highland Games.
Right.
So at these places, you're supposed to throw the axe with both arms.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're supposed to hit a target, right?
Right.
Well, in here, they were just throwing with one arm.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Why?
I could
throw with one arm.
I could not.
But I could see, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm scared to do that because I'm scared if I throw the axe that I'm just going to like follow through and stab myself and die.
Okay. And they were wearing kilts and they took off everything.
Which, okay, Dylan was super not into that because... Because he was like, we don't have anything underneath and I'm afraid to show my butt.
Yes.
I was like, that's what you're afraid to show, boy?
He said, my mom's going to get mad if everybody sees my butt.
His mama going to get mad.
Yep. And they kept blacking out the screen.
Because they were Who was it?
They were doing takedowns.
Tyler? Was it wrestling. Tyler or Connor that like sat down and like crossed his legs and there's like this
Tyler.
Rectangular.
Yes. They kept blacking out these little spots or whatever.
Somebody was like, Connor, I saw your nuts. No, you didn't. Yes, I did.
The mama covered the look because there was family. Kids,
yeah.
Fam.
I mean, the Vikings know how to wrestle in kilts.
I guess. Is that a thing?
I don't have no idea.
Okay. But what happened during the wrestling? Who won? Do you remember?
I don't know who ran the wrestling.
The Westling?
I don't know who won the Westling.
Wacky Wabbit?
Tricks are for kids.
It was, he said, I want to be taken down by
Oh, Anna. Was Jed?
Yes.
I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know Jed won the wrestling.
Well, the guy, the man, the Viking.
Well, okay. Well, so this one I didn't get because on the axe, I thought Tyler won. And then the milk race, Peter won.
Uh-huh.
But then, okay, so I don't know if it's Black Hole or Black Hold was what the wrestling part was called. And then I thought Jed won that. So I was like, I thought there was just a winner for each game.
Oh.
But then Jed was the one that got the golden
medallion or whatever.
It's that thing that they wear around their kilts.
Oh.
Let's see, fact checker. Let's see how much useless information he has in his head. Hey, babe, do you know what those things are called around the kilts? The little pouch thing? Wow, you suck. When I need your useless information, you ain't got none for me.
Is it on pause?
You know, no.
Oh, that's just it. The movie? The one with...
All right, so Josh didn't know, so I Googled it. Wikipedia says it's called a sporan or a sporon, S-P-O-R-R-A-N.
Sporan.
It's used as a pocket because kilts don't have pockets.
So that's what he won?
Knowledge for the day. Yes, so he won the golden sporan.
Okay, nice. So he won the day.
Yes.
Right, because it was, they only gave away one.
Yeah. I mean, he did because he also got the rose.
That's right.
So he won the day. It was Jed's day.
Jed won. Speaking of Jed, kiss count.
Okay. Oh, you forgot this one.
What is that?
Peter.
Oh, I got to put Peter down. Okay. Well, Jed, where did he catch up though? On this date?
You forgot his.
Oh, the one from last
one.
Yeah.
And then.
Yep.
He got some this time.
Yep.
Jed, let's do kiss counts.
Jed surpassed everybody with last week's one-on-one.
Hella surpassed everybody. He's got 20.
He has 20 kisses. Yep. She likes him.
20 smoochers.
But get this. Luke didn't get any last week, and he didn't get any this week.
She was like not about kissing him today.
Yeah. She didn't get, so he hasn't changed. He's stuck at five.
Garrett has 3.
He got one more, so he's at 3 now.
Tyler C, he's got 11 now.
He's kind of catching it, but he had one on. No, he didn't have a one on. No. He just had time with her. He got time with her.
He's good. Yeah, she's one of the ones she made out with. One of the ones she made out with
on the. Yeah, she made out with him on the bed.
Yeah, that was that. Yep, that's where he got them all.
Yep, and Peter, she made out with him on the pool table.
Did you add his from today?
I don't know.
Two?
No. Okay.
I didn't cross them out, so. Okay. So now he has 7 live kiss counts. Go.
Mike has 5.
Mike has 5. You gotta catch up, boy. Nah, not really. I'm still rooting for him to be my bachelor.
And Connor has 5.
Connor has 5. So that's about it, right? No.
Yeah. Else got yeah. That's it. That's it. So it's. It's basically Jed ahead of everybody, and then it's Connor, Mike, Luke, tied at 5. Oh, Tyler is in 2nd place.
Yeah, Tyler. Who was the one that walked up or walked in on them kissing her and Jed?
It was Dylan. Not Dylan.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin. Dylan hasn't kissed her yet.
No. Dylan hasn't
got a kiss. There's still a lot of guys who have not kissed her. Kevin hasn't
got a kiss. Grant. Grant hasn't.
Who's the one that walked in? What did we say?
Kevin. Kevin walked in. Right under Dylan.
I can't find him. Over there. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
We should... I guess all of her kiss count is the total of theirs. But yeah, anyways...
Yeah, but there's still guys who haven't had any kisses. Grant doesn't have any.
Grant and Devin, because nobody knows who Devin is either.
So Grant has none, and he's the millionaire that I say he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Unemployed person.
Yeah, his title says unemployed.
So she's just playing it safe, with him. Devin has none.
Devin's for sure going home next episode.
Dylan has none. Kevin has none. Kevin actually said
she had time with Kevin though. Well, like a couple of episodes ago.
He's the one that hurt his shoulder. Remember in the last episode?
Yes.
Okay. And then he kind of sat out for a while.
Right.
And then this time he was going up to try to interrupt their conversation so he could talk to her. And he stood there for about 15 seconds.
They were real good gentlemen though, because he was like, "Yeah, I walked in on you. Look like you're having a good time." And Jed was like, "I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry." Yes.
And he goes, "It's that one of those things where you don't want to look, but you have to look, but you don't want to look.
We can't stop looking.
Can't stop looking." He goes, "So I stood there for about 15 seconds.
They were good sports about
then
it.
Then he walked back down. Yes. So, yeah.
So that was during their
group date.
Group date at the end where they have like, they still hear from one another and have their time.
But they were all pretty nice about it, right?
Yeah.
How about that?
When she was kissing Tyler, she said, "You're the best at waxing axe." And I was like, "Wait, what?
What am I going to do?
What are we doing right now?" He's like, "Oh, I thought you said that I had to wax your ass."
Oh, no. No.
So I guess never heard of that, but I guess that's.
And he was.
Okay. Waxing? Wait, maybe like whack.
Yeah.
Whacking. Not waxing.
Whacking axe.
Whacking axe. I have no idea.
Whacking ass.
Because I still want to say waxing ass.
No, I said whacking ass. Whacking axe. Whacking axe.
Yeah. It had to be whacking axe. I
thought it was like. Tyler threw.
Waxing axe.
Tyler whacked his axe with his left hand. Axe. I said that right.
I know. It just sounds funny because you said it so easily.
But I was like, "Hey, he's a left-hander."
Tyler. Yeah, I didn't even notice that. Yeah. And so he was the one that.
So he gets a point for me. I always think left-handed. He
played like football or something, but he didn't.
Probably.
Maybe. Maybe in high school.
I think so. I think he might have said that at some point.
Was it him? No, it was. Yeah. Was it him?
I think so.
Look over and it says general contract.
So he gets a point just because he's left-handed. I like left-handers. So 1 point for Tyler for that. What? We talk about this. Oh, the yes.
What?
No. I was like, "What do I have here?" The Jed poured all the milk all over himself.
Oh, yeah.
Took a milk bath.
Okay. So another one of my quotes from her.
Funny.
Yeah.
Kind of quotes?
Yeah. I had a lot from today. But hers was, what did she say? She said, "It's not the size of the bagpipe. It's how you play it."
This is because all the guys were accidentally showing their stuff out.
She was like, "I saw a lot of bagpipes."
I saw a lot of bagpipes, yes.
I was like, that's one way to say it. All right. They were. I mean, you were in Scotland. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, go with it.
So that was, that was one.
Mm-hmm. I thought on that date later on that she looked really different. In the interview?
Yeah. It was, I think it was during the date, but it was.
He said because she didn't have very much makeup on.
Yeah, it was her makeup.
And to me, at that point, that's where she looked younger.
Yeah, she did. I think it might have also been the way her hair was parted.
Really?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But she did have less makeup on.
Yeah. So she looked more her age at that point to me.
Oh, yeah. Because how old is she again? 24?
24. Jeez. Yeah. So on the days where she has a lot of makeup, I don't know. Just kind of, I don't know. You see more of her pores and stuff.
It was just more natural.
It looked more natural. Yeah, I liked it.
It's funny because I wonder if people that meet her don't know that she's a bachelorette, and they ask her what's the craziest thing you've ever done in your life. Probably date 30 guys at one time and broadcast it on television.
I know, right?
That's pretty funny. I mean, it's pretty funny because nobody says that.
Only, and that's why they call themselves, nobody understands them except them. So
right.
They become friends with other bachelorettes and bachelors and whatever because
Bachelor Nation.
They're serious about finding their spouse, their husband or their wife.
Even if they have to date 30 people.
I guess so. Narrow it down. I don't know. I mean, because you could throw me in a room with 30 people and I could tell you right off the bat whether I like you or not.
Yeah, I could narrow it down to five guys.
So I wonder.
On first day,
right?
Na 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 na. Yes, you're pretty cool.
We could date. And then afterwards, nah.
Yeah. Nah. All right, I'm done. And done.
Can we take
it's like another? Speed dating.
Yes, right? That's funny.
Yeah, so that was the end of their group date, pretty much. Jed got the rose at the end of that. He won the whole Scotland Olympics thing. Mm-hmm. Or Highland won the Bachelorette Highland Games. Oh, he also got a deed because he won. Oh, and it was like for a square acre, square foot or something of the land.
How about that?
I wonder if that's like a tradition in Scotland.
Right.
So that was pretty cool.
It was.
That's cool to have.
It was. What did they call him? Because it was it Lady
Lord?
Lord Jed and Lady Hannah.
I never heard them say Lady.
Well, Hannah, it was written on the deed.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Lord Jed, which sounds pretty cool.
Right?
Lord Jed.
I don't know. Because it still sounds like to me like,
Lord Farquaad.
Let me tell you a story about a man named Jed.
Oh.
The mountaineer barely kept his family fed.
Yeah. Dang it. Now I'm not going to be able to get that in my head. My head.
I'm sorry.
Like when I see him or say his name.
I know.
Okay, so on to her last date and her last one-on-one of the day with Luke P. Whoop-dee-doo. I'm over him.
You're over him. Nothing happened on the date at all.
She said it was terrible.
It wasn't exactly. I'm on to him. I know what he's doing. He's using her words against her. So she says, I want clarity at the previous.
We only caught that because we had to go back and get Jed's kiss count from the last episode.
Yes. So that was the word that she was saying. I need clarity. So on this date, he just kept saying, I want to give you clarity. I want you to be clear. I want to give you clarity. I want to make sure you're clear. And that's just, all he kept saying. She kept saying, you're saying the same thing.
Yeah. All he said was like, I want to do this for you. I'm going to stop doing this. Just words, basically, but no like feeling attached to it, action attached to it. Just he basically was like, what do you want me to say to you so I can say it to you?
Right. And she didn't want that at all.
She just wants him to be him. Mm-hmm. And if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Right. Yep. And the funny thing about it is she kept telling him, I liked you from the beginning for who you were. And now I don't even know who you are.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So she attempted at the beginning of their date to try to clear things up so that way they could have a good date. And they weren't getting anywhere in their conversation. He just kind of was like, tell me what you want to hear.
Yep. And she kept saying, let me know. It was like she kept trying to figure out how to say something to him to get it through to him.
Yeah. Yep. And there's a lot of people that try to figure out how to say something to them to get it through to them
12 times and it 12 work. Different ways
and it doesn't work so
you gotta write it down.
Hopefully she catches on to that.
The show ended at that after their date. I mean we'll go back and we'll discuss a little bit more about it, but the show ended at their date before she had to give him the rose.
Right.
She was literally in the speech of, I can't give you this rose, and I'm pretty sure there's a but after that, unless Luke just like hangs around and then throws himself back in.
Yeah.
I don't know, because in the preview at the end we see him.
Yeah. And there's a lot of turmoil that kind of shows up in the next episode too, and Luke's in a church praying and so he's there.
That's another thing that I wonder is like, if the guys or the girls get released, if they're like gone but they're in a different country, how long until they actually leave? Because the last season, in Colton's season, she was still around.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
And that was like that had to be at least a day afterwards.
Yep.
Or two, I don't know.
I know, right?
It seemed, I don't know. I remember sure, I sure it seemed could, like a long time.
I'm sure they could take them away. It's got to be something. It's got to be something with a production or whatever.
Right.
But the other thing that I was going to say about their conversation is that she kept saying she wanted him to, like, to show emotion or.
Right. She was like, that was her thing. How do you feel? And then she was talking to the producer. She was like, can somebody please explain to him what I mean when I'm asked how he feels? They're like, no, you have to do that.
You need to go do that. Okay.
That's the point of this.
Okay. Yeah. So she wasn't getting anywhere with him at all in their conversation.
And I would like, after she said something, I would like listen to what he was actually saying. And then at the end, I was like, you're not saying anything, like, at all.
And that, yeah, I don't remember.
He just, and they finally said it, because in my head, I was like, I just feel like he's being kind of robotic. And then finally, somebody said that he was being like a robot. And I was like, yeah, he's just saying what he needs to say.
The only thing that I felt at all for him or whatever was not even for him. It was just that on her one-on-one with Colton, she was at a loss for words and didn't know how to say or act or be at all. And he kept her around still after that date when I was like, get rid of her. She doesn't even know how to talk. And so he kept her around because he liked her. Same thing. And that's the same thing that's going on here.
Yeah.
Where she actually admitted that she wished that she could just send him home because.
Right. Like all the rest of them that have pissed her off is what she said.
Right. And she said, I wish I could just do that, but I like him and I'm kind of even upset that I to admit that or whatever. So
one of the things that got to me is like even after because she couldn't figure it out and she obviously felt like she wasn't going to be able to figure it out with him there and she wasn't getting anywhere with him there. So she was like, well, let's just go check out this castle. And like on the way walking over there, she like stopped because she still had it weighing on her and he was like, well, do you want to keep walking or do you? And she's like, no, I like want to stand here and talk about this because I'm mad.
Yeah, right.
It's just like even like his reaction to that is like, I just feel like he's not getting it.
Yep.
And I mean, I know that sounds weird and like really small, but just I guess from woman's perspective, like it just didn't feel right. I guess right. He's just not getting it.
Nope, not at all. Yeah, I think I really think he. Oh, that was the other thing. The other thing that she kept on saying, and I don't know if it was just her or the guys, they kept saying, you need to own up to yourself when you
her.
Do something.
Her. So she said, she told him, she was like, I want a real man who obviously is going to have flaws, but owns up to those flaws.
Right. And he was kind of like.
He's like, I don't have any flaws. I'm like trying to be perfect. Everybody loves me. And she's like, don't say that. Do you know how that sounds?
Mm-hmm. And he goes, yeah, I know it sounds horrible. He's
like, yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is that, yeah, we don't expect people to be perfect, but we do expect people to own up to their imperfections.
Yeah.
And just apologize at times and offer what's, you know, why they do or say the things that they do or say. So she wasn't, she was like, not even that. He wasn't, and he was not budging. He was kind of like, no, there's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah.
I'm kind of perfect.
And he, yeah. And he
I'm
was.
I'm kind of perfect. You know, he wasn't, I'm kind of imperfect perfect. Because he kept saying, I'm not perfect. But he was thinking, I am perfect. He was,
but everybody loves me. So obviously there's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like.
Do you know anybody like that? That think
they're perfect?
Yes. And everybody loves him?
Does she like rainbows and butterflies?
No. Not me. I was thinking about guys.
I know. Just I wanted to see what you said. Yeah, I do.
You know a few?
Nathan, for one.
Yeah.
My little brother.
Yes.
But he listens. After I sit him down and like one-on-one and be like, look, dude, get it together. This is what you did. This is what you could have done.
Okay.
And I argue it out with him for a little bit. Then he's like, all right, you're right. And then, but he changes it after that.
That's good.
So you're welcome, ladies, whoever ends up with that guy.
He still needs a lot of work. Yeah. But there's hopes. Hopes there. High hopes.
Just going to pass him on. Okay, you're a problem. Okay, cool. Sorry, Nathan. Love you.
Sorry. I know. We love you.
So, yeah, she was just. Oh, I was going to say, I think it's because all of these guys are talking bad about him to her and he wants to be like, I'm not that person. Mm-hmm. Look who I am. I can be Mr. Perfect, so I obviously can't be that guy. But I'm like, that's not being real, and obviously it's not working for you.
You know what I when they were walking somewhere, like, I don't, it was on the hill somewhere
in the field,
yeah, I think he just likes the idea of them, like thinks we look good together.
Oh.
And he's just
and
happy.
And she's Southern. And
he's happy with the, all of that, you know, in his head. But
he also, I mean, obviously, because that's what their conversation was about. He hasn't opened up at all.
At all. At all. We don't know anything about him.
Nothing. I don't remember anything about him.
Well, I remember at the beginning he was saying that he used to date a bunch of girls and he found out that he wasn't getting in, kind of, his relationships weren't going anywhere because it was just all about one thing.
And so then, he's probably doing the same thing.
And no, and that now, that remember he said he was the one that found God and was reading the Bible and doing all this.
Uh-huh. That's okay. Why I was like, something wrong with him.
Why? People can't find
God. No. Just because they were like focusing a lot on that. Like he's this Christian boy. He turned his life around and all of this stuff. And I'm like, editing wise, media wise, TV wise, I'm like, oh, there's something wrong with him.
Because they're going to use that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can kind of tell some things with like the way that producers edit things and for TV. And I'm just like, ooh.
They're going to hit on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like if somebody says, I'm not going home. They're obviously going home. Like in cooking shows. Because I watch cooking shows like nothing.
And that's what it is. Yes.
Yeah. They're like, oh, they're not going to get me. I'm not going to get this sabotage. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, you're getting in.
Bye-bye.
Right. You're gone. You're not making it through, guys. I know this. So, yeah. I mean, that's why I kind of felt at the beginning. And, right. And also because straight away, everything moved way too fast with them.
Right.
Way too fast.
Way too fast.
Yeah. And I feel like he doesn't even know her really because
it was all
she's so pretty because he watched her season and all of this stuff. And I'm like, it's just a facade.
Yep.
So I don't know. I'm kind of over
it's
him.
It's just physical with him right now. Or yeah.
Was. Yeah. Yeah. Physical attraction
because they have like the last two episodes they haven't kissed him.
Right.
So she hugged him.
She hugged him and she like made sure to like keep her head away from him. Mm-hmm. So I was like, she's not about kissing.
At least he was not okay, but I mean, at least
didn't
he
try.
Didn't, right. Exactly. Yeah. Like he sensed that she didn't want to.
He could pick up on the.
So that's good.
I was like,
like, is he going to try? Yeah. But he didn't. So like, that's
dude,
good.
Dude. Yeah.
That's good.
So, yeah, even, I mean, I guess from a woman or a girlfriend's perspective, the fact that they couldn't get through a conversation and she couldn't get anything out of it, I was like, I'm done with you.
Yeah.
So, I I'm over him.
So, that's where we ended where the show ended, where she
could
At their dinner. And she
has a rose in her hand.
And she says, I can't give it to you. And it just ends there, but we see.
She's like, I can't give you this rose. And, like, I think she said some why or something, but then I'm pretty sure there's a but. Or I don't know. Cam was the creepy one. Or he just like interjects himself into the show again.
But the guys are getting really tired of him. And they said that if Hannah sees the Luke that they see, that he'll go home.
So. Right. I feel like she's beginning to. I feel like it's really hard for her, but she's beginning to question what they really have.
She told him what she wanted as far as the guy goes. She said
the type.
She says I want somebody who she didn't say attracts people, but she said like people are attracted to, like, in other words, like
as a good person,
right? And so she goes, it's really odd that none of the guys get along with you.
She's like, every single one of them had something to say.
She goes, so you know, usually if they're a good guy, the guys are going to say they're a good guy.
I think she only realizes that red flag because she was in a similar situation in her and Colton season.
Yeah. Yep.
So I don't know. They left us with a pretty good cliffhanger preview of next week.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it. You guys, I don't watch live TV for anything else. I binge watch and I stream stuff that has like 5 to 9 episodes and I can finish. So I'm just like, put on the next one. But yeah, we have to wait. We saw Luke in the church praying, so I'm like, I don't know if he's staying around
or if he comes back
and then
forces himself in the situation,
right? And then she's breaking down, somebody did something. But okay, I said, even though they edited to where the guy says it was my fault and then it shows Luke.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it's not Luke's voice. That's Garrett's voice.
Yeah. And she kind of has a meltdown in the next episode and says, I don't want to see any of y'all.
Right. And then Chris has to talk to her. He's like, look, I want to see if you're still in this, if you can still do this. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going to happen? I know.
Something's going to happen.
I just want to know what happened. Like, who did what? Like, does somebody else have another girlfriend or like what?
Well, the good thing about it, it's a Tuesday, so we don't only have 6 days to
go. That's true. Bright sign.
Bright sign. You know what I was thinking about? Just Connor and his voice that we don't like.
Is it Connor?
It's Connor. One thing I was thinking about was every time that Connor came on, just his little parts where he talked, we both said, we don't like his voice.
Yeah, I don't. I can't stand his voice.
That's crazy.
It's just
right?
weird. It's,
you know what? I noticed that on the girls' seasons. I mean, the boys.
That you don't like their voices.
That I don't like. It was like, oh,
girls, for sure, automatically, I can tell whose voice I don't like.
It's like, get rid of them. Get rid of them. I'm just like, because we can't stand their voice.
I don't know if I can handle this. Yeah. Guys normally so aren't, but I. But yeah. And it took me a while to be like, yeah, I definitely don't like his voice.
Yeah.
It just sounds real like. Super surfer dude, but like,
yeah,
real deep surfer. I don't know, real slow kind of to me. I don't know,
yeah,
sorry Connor,
but we both don't like it, so yeah. That's odd. So no. Sorry Connor.
And I feel like we can change that. I don't know if I or we tend to cross Tyler and Connor and think that they're same guy.
They're both tall.
They are both tall.
Yeah,
they both kind of have their hair the same, but they look, no, they're the guys that we said look similar, right?
They are, yeah.
So that's not, yeah, they do look similar, so I'm not sorry. So Dylan stuck around, Devin stuck around, Dustin stuck around. I don't know what either of those guys are doing. I know Dylan's getting more airtime, but I don't really see him talking to Hannah that much. Never seen Devin talk to Hannah. Dustin kind of went to the back burner. What the hell is Grant doing over here? Nothing. Kevin tried. I know they kind of clicked at the beginning and they were talking, but he's got no kisses. Yeah. I don't really see him talking to her. So our front runners are still Jed.
Mm-hmm.
Peter still. She made out with Peter on the pool table. And Mike.
Has anything changed for you on who you like?
No.
You still like Jed?
Yeah. Okay. So, but the only thing that changed to me, I did like Mike and Hannah's date. They clicked really well, but because I'm rooting for Mike to be the bachelor, mm-hmm. I'm not rooting for him on the show. But I want him to stay around because I like him.
He's sweet. And he's from San Antonio.
Yeah. Oh, also, what is a portfolio manager?
I don't know.
We'll have to Google that.
Yes.
But yeah, so now it's Jed, Peter, and then Mike instead of Mike and then Peter.
They do bleep him the most.
Well, because he cusses at Luke P.
So as long as Luke P's around?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Because all the guys are real cool.
Yeah. So, okay. So, well, I like Jed. I like Jed. But there's something about Jed now, mija.
What? No, that's my boy.
I know.
What's about Jed?
I think it's something about his mouth.
Because he has a tall forehead and a small face?
I don't know, but it's
just the way he looks, but not about him?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I can deal with that. Yeah.
Okay. So I know. We still think Dylan looks like
Zac Efron.
But I also think he looks like that American Idol guy.
But Zac Efron is not afraid to show his butt. So step it up, Dylan. What? Oh, Adam Lambert.
Yeah, Adam Lambert. Yeah, I think
except he needs taller like hair.
Yeah. Peter. I mean, I like Peter.
He is such like a goofy nerd style. Yeah. He definitely seems like a pilot.
Yeah. So I'm kind of just poor Jed. I'm sorry, Jed. But just because of that.
Just because your mouth is weird, Jed, my mom's knocking you down.
Yes.
And rude.
I'm going to move Peter up.
That's rude.
And put Jed down. Sorry, Jed.
So you switch too. Mike's not in second.
I like Mike.
I mean, they're still our top three, but...
Yeah, they're still our top three.
I like Mike for different reasons.
Luke, I don't like. Sorry, Luke. Not no, even for her. I mean, because she like... Yeah, but...
Garrett's kind of weird. Don't know why he's still around. He's actually... Okay, I say this because I'm really tall. Garrett's too short for me. I don't.
I haven't noticed.
I've noticed.
You've noticed? I have not noticed.
Grant's not doing a damn thing with getting mad at these guys. I feel like Grant's a freaking coach of these dudes.
No, you know who tells everybody what to do is... Yeah, Grant.
No, she's no. going off the faces looking
no,
around the
no,
board.
No. It was somebody else I want to say.
Tyler?
Is that Kevin? My Scottish accent?
Scottish
accent? Somebody with high hair.
Garrett? Garrett's the only one with high hair.
No. It's... Who's the other one? I don't know, Mia. I guess maybe.
I think it's Grant.
You think it's Grant? Grant's trying to tell them all what to do. No! Golly, Lord!
Who?
I know. Take a break. I'll get back to you.
And we're back.
Mm-hmm. After fact checking.
Fact checker. Who was it?
Garrett.
Told you, the only one with a tall hair.
With a high hair.
High hair, big hair, whatever.
He just looks different. They're starting to look different.
Now that from their pictures them. To their...
Mm-hmm. To the real... To their
episodes.
Mm-hmm. I guess months passed by and they started to look different. But...
Do you have anything else to add?
I want them to bring Matthew back.
Mateo or Matthew?
No, Matthew.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't even remember him.
I feel like...
Carbid spotter. What does that even mean, first of all?
I feel like we just need more guys.
The object of the show is to eliminate guys.
I know. But
I'm excited to see.
I'm like, you know how like you play.
Guess who?
No.
Because you had those.
Poker. Like you play poker and you put in three, but you want to get three more.
Right. You can only do that once though.
But that's what I want to do. I want to, if I give you three, I want to get three new ones.
I think it's too late for that.
It's too late for that? That's called Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yeah. True. I do have one thing to ask you. When they're at a destination, how long do they normally stay there?
It's for a week.
Oh, okay. Wait, so that was just the week, though? Mm-hmm. Like, so, literally yeah, those
so
three?
Then, right, so then after the rose ceremony, then they go, okay, we're going to...
Somewhere else. Yes. Oh, okay, so next week they will. Mm-hmm. Okay, so next episode they will be in somewhere else.
Some probably. After the rose ceremony.
If they go international, do they stay international, or do they come back to the States at all?
No, they come back to the States usually only when they're going to go on the home...
Hometowns. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
So yeah. I wonder where they're gonna go next.
I know, right? That's what I like too. Is just
to travel.
Yeah,
I'll be on a show just to travel with them.
Right. Some of these guys are getting some fun.
I'll be freaking Devin over here getting to Scotland for nothing.
I know. Yep. Wonder where they go next.
Or Dustin. Dustin's starting to play in the middle too. Boy, you ain't doing a damn thing.
Bachelor came to San Antonio a couple of seasons ago.
Well, they said casting was in Dallas, so I might go hit that up.
Okay.
Just kidding, babe. I told him to go with me.
There you go.
One of us got to get in.
Somebody.
So, yeah. The next episode's going to be really interesting.
All right.
I'm excited.
All right.
I hate that it's
Monday night.
Entire week away.
Hopefully the NBA will be over by then.
Oh, if they're not, do we have to get postponed?
No, they will
again?
Be. Because, let's see, the next game will be game 6. And Raptors are going to win.
Even though you don't want them to.
I know. I don't want neither one of them to win.
That's not how basketball works.
I know. But so yeah, it'll be done. So they'll be back on Monday and we'll be back to normal.
All right, y'all. So we'll talk to you back on Tuesday. I'll never see you. Sorry. Unless you're my friends and I see you every day.
Talk to you back on Tuesday.
Talk to you back on Tuesday.
All right, until then.
All right, guys, until then, will you accept this rosé?
I will.
Clink.